tucked away on a residential side street in Berlin's up-and-coming Neukölln district, is an unlikely little project space called Ida Nowhere. But unlike its name suggests, this place is really somewhere. Sunlight floods the white-walled room, which, complete with old armchairs and tables, gives off an immediately friendly vibe. In one corner, standing behind a little bar, Julia Wernersson is making coffee. She comes here a lot, not so much for the coffee as for the tea. Julia, who's originally from Sweden, is a founding member of a group called Trial and Error, which is looking at ways of using trash to make aesthetically pleasing and quirky products. At the top of the list are lamps and necklaces made from old tea bags.
When you have a material and you just have one or two, it looks like trash, but when you start to have like this many, then you can treat it more like a kind of resource. You can clean your tea bag immediately under water and the surface looks more like white paper. But if you leave the tea bags to dry and take the tea out without using water, you get more kind of stains.
Glued or even stitched together, the tea bags look like very old and delicate parchment paper. On lampshades, the tea stains create interesting light effects, which could easily earn them a place in designer stores. The beauty is that the materials don't cost Trial and Error anything more than a trip to the couple of cafes which collect the tea bags for them. The same goes for a lot of other materials in their refuse repertoire. The Tetra Paks they turn into wallets, and rice packets that can be made into shower curtains are easy to come by.
We have started to get all these presents now. People come with their old Tetra Paks, or they come with their, like, I have a present for you, I brought you all my tea bags. So it's like starting to come automatically now.
Julia and her co-upcyclers don't only rework the trash in their project rooms, but take it by the sackful to workshops across Berlin and even Europe, in order to encourage other people to get creative with their waste.
Because I really have this idea that, like, really everybody has a huge potential to actually realize just much more of their ideas than what they do. I don't expect everybody to make something with a tea bag, but there should be, like, the room for people to express themselves. The main idea for me is just really to start to build a community where people are more having the idea that things are possible.
And where better to start than with the young and impressionable? The upcycling team often spend Saturdays with Berlin kids, helping them to fashion jewellery from bicycle tubes and musical instruments from all kinds of household garbage.
I'm going to make a necklace.
What are you going to make it from? Old rubbish?
Yeah.
For Trial and Error collaborator Judith Meyer, running workshops is not only about encouraging others to reuse their trash, but an opportunity to pick up new ideas for herself.
At the moment, we're making this coaster out of used bottle tops for like a hot teapot or a pan. And this is also what I found out by watching somebody else experimenting with it. So then it's like a sharing of knowledge.
Sharing knowledge is an important part of Trial and Error's philosophy. Besides upcycling, they experiment with alternative economies where money will get you nowhere, but a good idea might buy you a shirt. Their door is open to anyone who wants to join them, and as Julia explains, they've been pleasantly surprised at just how many people want to get on board.
The last weeks has been crazy here. There has been like people contacting us almost every day wanting to do something with us. It has been really amazing. We have a new project as well to build a kind of mobile workshop totally made out of trash. Kind of like a big bike where you can just unfold it. You have tables and chairs all from recycled materials and you can make workshops in the street.
They often collaborate with other groups and are convinced that the idea of working together in a positive and creative way is making a comeback. The current popularity of crowdfunding for all manner of projects would seem to underline that point. At the moment, Julia and Judith can't live from their trial and error work. They hope that one day soon they'll be able to pay themselves at least a part-time wage.
Most realistically would be if we manage to build up a really good network of people where some people also contribute some of their time because they like the idea. As well as we can really show that we make really good community work, we can also be supported by different public funds.
Public funds which would help them to promote the idea of thinking twice before discarding trash and three times before even bothering to buy products wrapped in unnecessary amounts of packaging. Julia doesn't pretend that upcycling can revolutionise the world overnight, but she firmly believes that people can contribute to sustainable change by reconsidering what they buy. Tamsin Walker, Deutsche Welle Radio, Berlin.